you are wondering how to become a public relations expert and professional, a PR expert, as we say, this episode is for you. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 150 of the Nata PR School podcast. Yes, my friends, it's the 150th episode of the Nata PR School podcast, and I can't believe it, really. And for this episode, I have the great pleasure of receiving a guest who's also a PR expert. So for those who are wondering what you should be doing and how does it work, so I figured Pamela would be an amazing guest. She's also a senior account executive at Nata PR, and she's incredibly talented. You will see when you will hear her. She's a top professional, senior account manager at the agency, and she was recently also recognized as Étoile montante, you could translate it as a emerging star by Le Grenier aux Nouvelles, which is one of the top trade publications in communications, marketing, and PR in Canada. And so I'm really happy to have her with us. And she's also, has a degree in public relations. So it's going to be really interesting to hear what she has to say about what she studied. And when she came on board and started to work at Nata, she was one of the first, she was one of the first students. Was really like a test that I did at the time when I created the program. She's heard all about it, and she still hears me talk about it and how it's growing. And voila. So thank you for accepting my invitation, Pamela.
And thank you for having me.
And before we start talking about PR and public relations, I always ask my guests the same questions because I always learn something new about them. So my first question is, who are you, Pamela Samedi?
I hope I'll do a great job at describing myself. My name is Pamela. I am originally from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I moved here a little bit more, around 10 years ago, and I finished my high school here. I did my cégep here, and then I went to university, and I studied public relations, just like Natalie said. And at the end of the program, I had to do an internship, and I happened to do it at Nata PR, and frankly, I just never left. I just stayed the entire time. It's been 3.5 years now.
I know, it's so much fun. This is why it's so interesting to hear you and to talk about, you know, what's the difference? What did you learn at school? And what did you realize when you first started here, when you did your internship?
Yes, I think what I was looking forward the most to, it was to pretty much practice everything that I had learned in university. There was a lot of learning. There was a lot of theory, and I was very excited to finally be able to actively do everything that I learned. And honestly, it was kind of a shock because it's kind of different. So, you know, although I'm very grateful for everything that I learned in school and that I learned here, it's just very different. And it was very, you know, it was very exciting to kind of work directly with clients and work directly with the editors, the journalists. So I'm still learning today, even 3 years later, you know, there's still a lot to learn. So the 3 years that I did in university were obviously not enough for everything that is to learn about PR. So I'm still learning every day with you.
Can you name one specific thing? Give one example that you discovered that you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize that this is what I was going to do, or...
Yes, well, I don't know if you remember my first pitch, Natalie. The first pitch that I've ever written was not the best pitch. That was not the best pitch. So in 3 years, it was really to learn how to pretty much convince a journalist to talk about your product, right? It was a lot of convincing and writing the right pitch and writing to the right person as well. And even today, you know, we're always trying to make the best list that we can whenever we have to send a pitch. So this is also a work that's never done. Just because you have a list for a topic doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. So you always have to kind of like, you know, update it and make sure that you're writing to the right person. So it's something that we're still doing and it's something that I'm still learning today.
Yeah. Especially nowadays and post-pandemic, during the pandemic. So, of course, finding the right contact, it's always challenging, but thank God we have all these great, crazy tools, and Google is still an amazing tool, even for us. But yeah, you're right. And it's how to write, how do you capture the attention of people? And this is something we do every week, and there's no one formula, and you're right, it evolves. So sometimes, you know, even myself, I'm going to write something, I'm like, oh, no, this is not, you know, precise enough. This is not, and you know, it's similar to selling something.
Pretty much, exactly. And that's why we also call it personalized pitches, right? Because whenever we reach out to a journalist, we make sure that this is really personalized and we know that we're writing to that specific person and that the things that we're telling them is not necessarily the same things that we would tell someone else. So it's just really to send the right message to the right person always.
It's an ongoing work and we are always learning something. And sometimes we will tie into what's happening, what's the trend of the moment. And so this is why I'm still also fascinated by what we do. I think it's a great profession because we always are learning something new. And I think this is so much fun. And we're lucky we have like beautiful clients at the agency as well. Yeah. I'm curious, how do you describe your work or your profession when someone is asking you, so what do you do? What do you do? What is it you do in your life?
Well, I can already tell you that whenever I say that I work in PR, people really never know what I'm talking about. And it's always my job to kind of like describe what I do. And they always ask me, what do you do on a day-to-day basis? So I always make sure that I tell them that I sit in front of a computer and I just reach out to people. And my job is to pretty much generate coverage for my clients. And then I explain that, for example, if you open your TV and you see a segment on Polestar, it's because it's our job. And that's pretty much it, right? So whenever I put like really real examples of what we get, then they understand. But I can only tell you that they never understand when I say PR, never.
I know this is always a question I love to ask professional like us because it's always a challenge to make people understand. And once, you know, we give them example, and I remember one of the coach I work with, she's like, okay, yeah, I kind of know what public relations is. It's a little like, you know, understand what lawyers do, what a doctor does, but what you do exactly? And I'm and this is where I found, well, it's we make brands or people known. Sometimes you're going to hear us say, well, we will increase their visibility. Means, yeah, that's exactly that. So we have to convince journalists or influencers to talk about a product most of the time because we're specialized in consumer goods. But yeah, and they're like, oh, and when you talk about a brand, they know. Did you watch the TV segment Friday night at 6:30? And did you see this incredible electric jet ski on TV? Like, oh, this is what we do.
This
and then they're
us.
Like, oh, this is what you do. So this is what we do, people.
Pretty much it. That's pretty much it. It's not very complicated. It's a lot of work, but it's not complicated.
And part of our work is really to work with influencers back in the days, because I've been around for more than 30 years. Like today, it's a real profession. But even a few years ago, we were more talking about bloggers than influencers. It's funny how it's really like the transition is almost completed. Like bloggers, there are so few bloggers. There are still some specialized in some, you know, some sector, but it's more like we talk about influencers now. And before it became a profession, I used to describe what we do as we influence the real influencers. And even today, for me, there are two large categories of influencers. And journalists, to me, are a kind of an influencer. They have to influence their readers because they do have an influence, of course. We forget about that sometimes because it's influencer is now such a something out there that everybody's talking about. And so what do you think about the work you do with influencers and how do you think it has evolved since you work in public relations?
Yes. So my answer to that would be that I was very surprised how, you know, how present influencers are in our work. I know that for some clients, sometimes, you know, they really want to concentrate on just an influencer campaign. And because they did really think that they're going to be able to have the reach that that they want to have, that they're going to be able to touch the people that they want to touch. And I know that they are very inclined to just use influencers for that. I'm still very surprised by it. But then I do understand that it's a real profession and some people just do it full time. They don't have any other job but this. So it's really a real profession. And also, I also know that some influencers just have an amazing, you know, level of engagement from you know, their community. So I do understand why some brands would just want to focus on that. And also, I just think that, you know, it's something that's not going to stop anytime soon. I do think that they have a lot of influence. It's literally in the name. Influencers do have a lot of influence. So, you know, if we can use them to, you know, make our products more known, then why not? They do the job, so.
And I think it's a great combination when, it also depends on the product, of course. If it's a product that caters to a younger audience, of course, you know, being very present on social media makes sense. This is why sometimes it's a little, we are still surprised today when an anti-aging brand has a young marketing director. So this young marketing director, this is all they want to do, work with influencers. But yes, but you know, your readers are also still reading online, newspaper, and you know, magazines. So you have to do both something. But this is interesting, and it's more present. And it will not disappear for sure. It's going to be there. But sometimes, you know, I really like what you do and the work you do for some high-end brands. And we don't do any influencer work for these brands. And one is Van Cleef & Arpels. So I wanted to hear you about what you do for that client.
They're really focusing on real PR. They want to, like you say, they want to influence the real influencers, which in our world just means that, you know, people that have a little bit more, let's say, like journalists or editors from magazines like Elle Canada, from magazines like, you know, from newspaper like the Globe and Mail. So a brand like Van Cleef & Arpels really wants to focus on these kind of publications. And, you know, it works. It really does work. And we know for a brand like that, we're able to generate such great coverage. And we're always so surprised because at Nada PR, we always send a little weekly report to, you know, all of our clients, and every week we were able to generate so much coverage for a brand like that doesn't do any influencer campaigns, just regular classic
pure classic PR. This is a perfect example, which is fun sometimes once in a while.
Yes, it is. But all that to say that PR still works.
Yes,
it's there to stay.
This is what I say. Some clients sometimes say, hey, PR, that's something old and it doesn't. I'm like, you watch TV once in a while, you know, you listen to the radio in your car, and you go online and maybe you read your favorite newspaper online. So this is, you know, this is what we do. And the online presence is really, really important more and more. I think it's up more than 80%. I have to do that one for one client eventually. I did it during the pandemic and at the end of the pandemic, and the increase was huge. Like probably 80% was of all our results were online. Maybe not for Van Cleef & Arpels or Roche-Beaubois, but sometimes, you know, if they appear in a magazine, see if it's Elle Decor, and then they're going to be online as well, so which is great because you get both visibility, which is, I find, amazing. But it's not everybody that's connected. Not everybody's connected like us all the time, and some clients forget about that. But yes, more people have their phone in their hand and they read whatever and, you know, consult so many... different platforms. And what about you, Pamela? So what do you consult the most online?
I'm kind of addicted to TikTok and Twitter.
I think TikTok is very addictive because...
It really is, because I think the algorithm is just really, really great. I always talk about this with the team here. We always talk about how it's really targeted. And sometimes I see things on my feed that, you know, that targeted me, and it's so accurate that it's creepy. Ah. So I really do consume TikTok a lot, and I really like Twitter as well.
It's funny, huh? They get to know you. Well, it's something so strange, huh? That we
it
don't
really
see.
Is.
It's so abstract, but we know it exists, you know, that we didn't, well, we know how it works, but sometimes it's like Yeah, I hear you. A little crazy. A little scary. So how do you think public relations will evolve? Do you think it's going to be... will it disappear in 5-6 years? I know you just mentioned that it will not, but how do you think it's going to evolve?
I still think that it's going to evolve. I still think that... I think at NetApr, what we do is that we really convince... We're able to convince our client that PR really works. How many times, Natalie, have we worked with someone and they were not a huge believer in PR, and then we were able to change their minds, you know, by the work that we do. So I think that we're still able to convince people that PR still works. And, you know, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Sometimes we say that, this is what we tell them. Of course, there is less and less people watching TV, but, you know, the 40 plus are still watching TV.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like as long as, you know, traditional media, they still exist, then PR will still exist, you know?
Yeah. Public relations. I think we are in this profession that still evolves every time there's something new happening. It's funny because about maybe 5-6 years ago, before the pandemic, this is a question I had, like, should we, because I was looking at some public relations agency and they were changing their name. They went to communication agency, more like communications and marketing agency. Oh. I'm like, this is such a weird change to me. And I was really questioning myself, like, should we do that? And what I was thinking is public relations is something people know and they will look for that. So I never changed it and kept it, and happy we did, because international brands, when they enter, let's say the US market, the Canadian market, this is what they're looking for. They're looking for a US public relations, Canadian PR agency. So we pop.
Yeah, that's how they find us. Yeah.
So yeah, when you do something that's been around for a while, why would you change your name?
Absolutely.
But it was really interesting because of that, because of the perception. Some people like, oh, it's dying, like journalists are losing their jobs, which is true. Like many journalists lost their job, but top publications are still there and I don't think they will disappear. I kind of agree with you. So before we end this, this 150th podcast, so what should we wish you, Pamela?
Well, thank you so much for wanting to wish me something. So I'll try not to ask for too much, but please wish me more success in my career. Wish me to become a better PR person, and wish me a lot of great coverage for my clients.
Oh, you already do. I'm not even worried about this. No, I think I'm going to wish you like crazy, really high-end, another crazy high-end client, like another high jewelry brand, maybe.
You know I love those, so that would be
so do
really
I.
Nice.
I'm so excited by those brands. Well, thank you for joining me today. And this is the 150th. And hopefully my listeners, my friends, you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NetApr model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine!